What do you call whiskey that you make at home?
Some of it, rum. We made some alcohol.
Some of it's rum?
Made out of old syrup skimming.
Uh-huh.
I made peach brandy. Made some for my dad-in-law when a long time after I married.
Uh-huh.
He had a big old peach orchard and had one out here and one over yonder. And he'd bring three or four bushels of peaches down there and we'd bust them all up and get the seed out of them and then put malt, meal, and water in it, and sugar, and you're talking about something good to drink, you can be drunk before you know it. I never was drunk in my life. I never drank 2 quarts of whiskey in my life. I never drank 3 cans of beer in my life.
But you'd make it just for other people?
I never made no beer.
Uh-huh.
Anything flies blow, I don't want it.
Anything that what?
Flies blow it. Was it bought where it's working, you know, to make beer?
Uh-huh.
You know, it works itself down to beer.
Uh-huh.
And you take that old slop off, strain it. And Briar Jack's, I don't want none of that. It catches all the flies and everything falls in it. I just can't do it.
What do people call beer that they make at home?
Homemade beer. Homebrew.
Uh-huh. Any other names for whiskey that you make at home?
Not that I know of.
What would you call it if it's not very good stuff, if it's kind of dangerous?
I'd call it rotten gut.
That's
what I'd call it.
Does it have to be illegal to be rotten gut?
Anytime you make any out here, it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of homemade brew is illegal. Because they're watching you in Louisiana. And they get a nigga every once in a while for making a little home brew.
Did you ever hear it called moonshine?
Oh, yeah. There used to be a place back over in that nigga quarter back in yonder that some of them would say, where are you going? I said, I'm going up to so-and-so, give me some moonshine.
Is moonshine fit to drink?
It's the same thing.
You call what you made moonshine? Any other name?
That's homemade Briar Patch Whiskey, they call it.
Briar Patch Whiskey? I never heard that name.
Yeah, I went with the sheriff down here at Farmville, down at Linville one time. They had a man down there making and selling it before we voted back in. And he tried to catch him. He used 2 or 3 different men to catch him. I said, I can catch him. Says, it's $50 too if you catch him. I said, that's the easiest job is. So I went. He carried me down in about a half mile where a man did and turned around and went on about his business. I had a 2-way radio.
Mm-hmm.
I went on down there, had it in my hip pocket. I went on down there and the little boy about 7 or 8 years old out in the front yard playing. Asked where daddy was. He says, wait a minute and I'll go get him. His daddy come around the house in a few minutes. I asked him if he had any whiskey. He said, yeah. I said, I'd like to have a quart. He said, why not just take a half a gallon? I said, well, just bring on 2 quarts. And while he was going at the whiskey, I called that sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff was right at him when he come around the house with him. Right at the house. He didn't know it. He walked down there.
Okay.
He got him carried him on for a while.
Did you ever hear of people selling whiskey if they didn't want to get caught? Trying to sell it like
bootleg. What's
bootlegging?
That's bootlegging. That's selling it without a permit.
Uh-huh.
Selling it without anybody trying to know it. Only ones you sell it to.
Well, did you ever hear of like buying whiskey in a way where you didn't even see who was selling it?
Oh yeah, I've sold it like that.
How would you do that?
Put to the place and he come get it and leave your money. They tried to catch me, and I was making syrup down there. There was a nigga making rum out of the old skimmings.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to catch me. My own uncle just done his best to catch me.